What's happening? Hey. Hey, everyone, give it up for Jay, who's running the webcast. Doesn't that guy look like a cross between one of the Backstreet Boys and a pro wrestler? Aw. Yeah. That's a tough crowd. How about this place? How about Johnny? How about Johnny's Cigar Bar? Give it up for Johnny's Cigar Bar. Huh? Johnny does it up right here. He definitely does it up right. Does anybody have any weed? Yeah, all right. We're in a cigar bar, so I'm ready to crack one of these blunts open and get this fucking party started. Huh? How about you guys, huh? Fucking Johnny's Cigar Bar. I've done gigs in the glove box of a Kia Spectra that are bigger than this place. Seriously, yeah. My cock couldn't even fit in here after a cold shower in the morning. Seriously, that fucking place is tiny. And what's with the fucking tables on the ceiling? You could double the occupancy here if you sat people upside down. Seriously, I tried sitting in one of those chandeliers, and I tried using one of them light fixtures as a drink holder. I lost my drink and my dignity. Can you believe that the GM's name of this place is Sean? Give it up for Sean, everybody. This evening's embalmer. Yeah. Can you believe that Sean is the GM and John is the owner? Does that mean one of P. Diddy's designer tweed shirts could run this fucking shithole or what? Did you guys see the Indian out there out front? Fucking, Chief Woodenhead from Creepshow 2 out there. You guys see that? That guy, what is that guy? Like the door guy or something? What, you stiff Sean on a tip and he's gonna take that handful of cigars and shove them right up your ass. I've seen him do it too, man. Let me look at this. Wouldn't want this not to be professional here. Oh. Look at this outfit. Doesn't it look like I escaped from some kind of mental institution or something? Look at this. Got the whole gray thing going on, or I don't know, maybe cleaning up a highway or something. I think it's pretty apparent where I go shopping for my clothing. I went to Ross the other day to buy these shoes. I like these shoes. And I went up to the cash register to go purchase these things, and the stupid cashier asked me, "Well, would you like to wear them out or do you want them in the bag?" Said I'll wear them out like this. The fucking tags on there. Fucking people are retards. Yeah. On my way here, it's a true story. I actually got stopped by a gentleman with a clipboard. Said, "Hi, my name's Jeremy, and I was wondering if you had a minute for Greenpeace." I said, "No, thank you, I'm a Republican." I don't even know what the fuck that means. I didn't vote. I haven't voted since Ross Perot. I was the coolest ninth grader in high school. Also, living in Boulder, I see a lot of homeless people, you know, these bums. And I saw one the other day. He had a dog with him. And he had this sign, you know, he's got his pitch going there. And this sign says, two old dogs need a bone, we're hungry. You're hungry? Why don't you eat the dog? Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Being a humanitarian, why don't you do us a favor? Kill yourself and eat the fucking dog. Or, no, I'm sorry. Totally messed that one up. Can you rewind that, Jay? Do us all a favor. Kill yourself and feed yourself to the dog. That was the punchline. Hey, give it up. Hey. Fuck you very much. It's fucking getting hot in here. Yeah. I had a friend who told me that I smoke too much. Yeah? You a smoker? Oh. Yeah. Give it up for the smokers. Hey, do we have any smokers here? Anyone? All right. That's it. All right. Are you guys, seriously, are you guys sick of... I don't want to know what you smoke. Sir, I don't want to know what you smoke or who you smoke. I just want to know if you smoke. So now that we got that out of the way... Well, I'm sick of these people who are like, you know, oh, you're killing me, you know, secondhand smoke. People complaining about smoking, you know, and, you know, if anything, you should be encouraging me to smoke because the more cigarettes I smoke, the faster I'll get a tumor in my chest and I'll die. And you won't have to complain about me or my smoking ever again. But there's plenty of us out there, so you gotta spread the word. I mean, we roll pretty deep, us smokers, yeah. Well, at least the two of us in here. Great, on to the next joke. Living in Boulder, I choose to ride the bus. Not because I'm ecologically friendly or because of the 13 DUIs I could have on my record. Yeah. All right, I'm getting a ride home with her. Yeah, well, all right. Shut up. Yeah, so driving the bus, you know, I really only, you know, riding the bus, you know, that's how I get around. But seriously, with this look, I really only have three vehicle options. The first one being driving a Ferrari in Hawaii with a black helicopter pilot and my roommate Higgins. The second one being an unmarked van with no windows that looks suspiciously inconspicuous. And the third one being driving the bus. I love that joke. Fuck all you guys. That one's for the bus riders. Recently I signed up to a dating service, actually. And do we have any single women here? Or any single women? All right. Wow. I love this ratio. Whoa. All right. We got two single women's. I'm sure they'll end up going home together. Good luck with that one. Well, seriously, being single, I just turned 33 this year. Well, Shit, what are you guys, just turned 21? Yeah, it's a, you make me feel like the asshole. All right, anyways. Being single, I really don't believe in dating single women right now, because women at my age, at our age, all you lying bastards, yeah, I'm the baby in this room, I swear. Anyways, being single, I can't date single women because, you know, single women at my age, they have some kind of problem with them, you know, there's some kind of factory defect, you know, like, she's got like 13 kids and four babies' dads, and one of them's in prison for attempted murder on the guy who tried to fuck his baby's mom, or she's, you know, she's got VD or had a penis 3 weeks ago or something like that. That's why I date women who are hitched, because, you know, all the good ones are taken. But that's why I recently signed up to a dating site. It's called Great Expectations. Anyone here ever heard of it? Yeah, right. It's nice to see that everybody's happily hitched here. And I'm the only miserable one up here. That's great. Awesome. That's nice to know about me, isn't it? Well, I should have known that it was too good to be true just by the company name, Great Expectations. Great Expectations. I would have had better luck signing up to a company called Lowered Inhibitions. Thanks. When I went to go sign up, I was interviewed. And they ask you a set of questions, right? And the first question being, you know, I'm interviewed by this. Obviously, she's not single because she works at Lowered Inhibitions, right? She was interviewing me, and I actually happened to have questions written down. Oh, here it is. And the first question being that she asked me, she's, well, describe your ultimate dream. And I answered honestly, well, aren't those the ones when I wake up gooey in the morning? Well, question number two. What's the first thing you notice about a woman when first introduced? Her back, because when she sees me, she turns around and leaves. Yeah. The third question being, yeah. This one makes it up though, seriously, folks. The third question she asked me, this one's from the heart. What are your favorite types of gifts to receive from that someone special? Oral sex and a sandwich before bed wouldn't hurt. Question number four. How do you know you found that special someone? Well, when she's unable to escape basement imprisonment. Yeah. Fifth question being, if you could change anything in history, what would it be? My awful comedy act. Hey, thank you very much. My name's E.A. Fields. Don't forget to tip Sean, your embalmer. Everybody out there in Michigan, thank you very much who was there. And that's right, Tia, you got the shout out. Sanders, we got you. Thank you very much, Jay.